Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Brian, thank you very much. Well, hoteliers Francis and John Brennan join me from Kenmare this morning. Good morning to you both.
Hi Claire, morning, how are you?
Lovely to talk to you. Big news on the front of our newspapers this morning. Four decades, Francis, you might start us off, running right. The Park Hotel in Kenmare, and you're selling up. So why?
Yes. Selling up. Well, I suppose I could say I went from black hair to 100% grey in 40 years. So that'll be one of the things. No, not at all. Listen, funny enough, I had done a plan many years ago that I was going to retire at 55. So I'm actually 15 years late on the plan. As I said to somebody, I'm not too good in the old figures, and I'm 15 years out on my retirement plan. Mm-hmm. But things changed dramatically in my retirement plan as a result of 2008 and up to 12 and all of that. So I stayed put. But anyway, I was still very happy. But no, now is the time to go, we think, because things were never better at the park. We were never in better condition. We have done a £3 million development over the last 3 years on the park and the Lansdowne. It's in pristine condition and it's all ready to go. Business is very good on the books for this coming season. We've had two very good seasons. So all in all, it's better to go out at the top. A lot of Irish family-run hotels go out when things are bad. Mm-hmm. So we think it's a better time to go now.
You're going out and things are good.
During the pandemic, we found to have time to yourself was a great luxury, all right? You were able to go walking at 11 o'clock in the morning, at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, whatever you wanted to do, because we were off for 3 months. And we kind of got to like that. And we realised that, listen, there's more to life than working 7 days a week.
You got a flavour of what that retirement might look like. But yeah. John, the other hotel, the Lansdowne, you're selling that as well. But you have the Drumquina Manor, so you're staying in the business.
Yeah, we're staying in the business. Drumquina Manor we'll keep for ourselves as such, and that gives us more than we need in life. As Francis said, selling the two hotels in Kenmare just gives us more time to ourselves. Mm-hmm. All things considered, there's a life cycle in everyone's in hotels, and we think we're better off to go out on the top as to wait for that to go down. And we're just, to be honest with you, today is a very happy day for us, because we have broken the news publicly, which has been in our minds for probably the last 4 years, but certainly in the last 6 months, and it's out there, and it's a weight off the shoulders. And as a person said to me this morning, it's like reset DNA. It's a different feeling today. But they're not sold, they're for sale. We don't know what the future holds, so we'll see what happens over the summer months and we'll take it from there.
Yeah, a bit of sadness, I'm sure, though, John, too. I mean, this is part of your DNA. It's part of who you both are. And the people who work there and the people who came to stay there over the years, they're your family, really, aren't they?
Yeah. 100%. And it's funny because, we have four staff, which is over 40 years, which is as long as Francis is in the hotel. So their life commitment is to the Park Hotel. And then we have about 15 staff over 20 years. So it's phenomenal legacy to have. And it's difficult to deal with that today because they have all lives, they have families, they have houses. They are all based in Kenmare. And they're only in Kenmare, as some of them said to me, because of us. So that's not easy to do that. But however, that's just the way life is. Mm-hmm. And you get on with it. But we have the Lansdowne, which we bought in 2021, I think it was, has turned a corner. And just the two properties are in really good condition. And when we look at it, and when you step back and you look at family hotels and the tradition of the transition of family hotels, everything just lent towards the decision that has been made, and we'll see what the future holds.
And Francis, telling the staff is one thing, and I'm sure that was emotional for you, but then telling your guests, the ones who would return to you every year, you did that too.
I spent the day on the phone yesterday ringing all regular guests. Now, of course, I missed somebody. I know I did, because you can't remember everything, all right? But I rang like loads and loads of people yesterday that would come every year. Some of them were coming to stay today. In fact, tonight, there's one couple in that come regularly. So I rang all them yesterday after 4 o'clock and told them that it would be on the paper today, because they didn't want them to find, to see it in the paper and not realise that, mm-hmm. We had spoke to them. But all of them were very understanding and realised that, I have given 43 years to the park, constant, every day, all day, every day, and they understand fully. So their only wish was that, our hope would be that it would stay the same, and that it would be something that we would hope that whoever takes over the park would have the ethos that we had in the last 42 years.
But you'll be gone from there, because you live there, don't you?
I live in Kenmare. I live in the grounds of the hotel. I have an apartment, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not leaving Kenmare. I have no notion of it.
Oh, yeah. But you'll have to move from where you currently are once it's sold.
No, I bought this, Claire. I bought it.
Oh, you bought... Okay. So you'll be staying there. So whoever buys it, they'll have to put up with Francis there looking at them saying, look, there's dust in that corner.
And he didn't get a discount, Claire.
No, yeah. I did not. How right you are. Now that you mention it, John.
No, the grounds of the hotel, Claire, in 2008, we built 18 apartments which were sold to private individuals for their own private use. And so we have 18 residents over there as such, and Francis is one of them. Mm-hmm. It's not in the hotel as such.
They'll be unaffected.
It's talking about the past guest. I sent an email to a gentleman who's a second generation customer of the Park Hotel. He's in his late 50s, early 60s, I suppose. And I got a phone call at 4 o'clock in the morning, and he said, "Listen, John," he says, "I know it's the middle of the night," he says, "but I just have to talk to you." So that's really nice. Yeah, from Florida. But Mr. Nipper.
Isn't that lovely? I'm sure it's hard. Like that's not easy, John. But it's lovely that it means so much to people.
Yeah, well, I suppose that man, Mr. Nipper, now, who's his dad and mum came for many, many years, and they all come, and he still comes to play every year. He plays golf, you know, so he's one of our regulars. And I didn't have a phone number for him. I said to John, "Have you Mr. Nipper's number? Because I haven't got it." So John said he'd ring him. So I didn't hear that until now. But
he came, Claire, because Mr. and Mrs. Nipper Senior had a car crash at the front gate of the hotel in 1980, and they were staying in Killarney, and they came into the hotel, and Francis looked after them. And ever since then, Mr. Nipper passed away probably 10 years ago now, but right until the end of their lives, they came for 2 weeks in May and 2 weeks in October every year.
Twice every year, and simply because I looked after when
they had the car crash. Yeah. That's where we connected from, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I remember
when we were
John
building
Mayarty,
the spa. Sorry.
Yeah, and John Mayarty, my barman, was going up to Tralee to do his car license, and I said, "Call into the hospital to see those people, will you? Because you know they're like they don't know anybody, and just say you're from the park and hope that they're doing well," which John did do, right? And they came to, and then when they were released from hospital, they couldn't fly home because they had a broken leg and whatever else, okay? And they came and stayed for the park, and then we have a lifelong relationship ever since then. So
the bit of kindness and how it was repaid over all of those years.
Exactly. Yeah, actually, when we were building the spa, I went to New Jersey, to Monroe in New Jersey, to meet Mr. Nipper. Mrs. Nipper had passed away at that stage. And we went to meet him, to talk to him about the spa, because he typified the client of the Park Hotel. And I knew that if I had a chat with him, I'd have a barometer on whether it's a good idea or a bad idea to build a spa. So I explained it all to him. And he says, "John," he says, "no one in my life has seen me in my birthday suit except my wife." He says, "There's no way I'm going into a spa." And I said, "Listen, bear with me." So anyway, he came anyway. And ever since, we had a girl here at the time, Mary, go a therapist, and for twice during his stay, once a week when he'd come, he'd go for a treatment in the spa.
Right, he got over that.
Yeah, we converted him.
So listen, John, you're staying in the business with Drumquenna, but Francis, will you miss all of that?
Well, I'll miss the day-to-day, because, you know, when you do something, no more than yourself, Claire, you get up every morning at that mad hour that you get up at, God bless you, but you get up every day and you go to work for 42 years, do you know?
Yeah.
And the car will want to, when we come up Main Street and turn right, the car will want to go left into the hotel, but now it has to go on straight. Mm-hmm. So it will be a bit of a wrench, right? But yeah, I'm very good at compartmentalising. They laugh at me. "John, what are you doing with the phone?"
They're going to fight now.
Someone is like in a hayfield doing something.
We have a public row. You're going to get huge ratings for this show, Claire.
John, are you rattling the phone? I agree with you, Francis. I think he is rattling the phone.
Yeah, he is, yeah.
I feel still.
Yeah, stay quiet, John, for a minute, all right? But the car will want to turn into the park and they'll have to go on straight. So, you know, but as I said, I'm just saying when I was interrupted, I departmentalise things, and that's, we've done that, okay? That's great. I'm 70 now. I have a new book coming out in September on ageing gracefully for all of those that need a copy. And we're working at the moment on At Your Service for next year. And we're also, I'm also, Dunstores are opening a new store in Dundrum in October, which is a huge job. I'm involved in that because I have a big department within that store.
So you'll be busy. You'll still be busy.
I won't be idle. The only thing is I won't be turned. Well, I will, you know, like just to say, this summer won't change anything, I believe. because it's going to take that time to, mm-hmm. to find a buyer and sell and all that. So it'll be business as usual for this summer, but probably if we find the proper buyer that we like and we can do the deal, we probably will be gone from September, October. I imagine would take that long time.
And if they're both on the market together as a package for 20.5 million, John, is that around about where you want to end up?
No, by no means.
Far in excess of that, is it?
Anything north of that would be great. Mm. Yeah.
And you have we should say you have a partner, don't you, in the business?
We do. Kirgle, yeah, a fantastic partner. We couldn't ask for better. Like a brother, to be honest with you. I think we've only probably had his wishes since 2016, and we've probably only met officially, the three of us, twice in that period. So we couldn't ask for anyone better than that. The Nocton's reputation as business people and as family business people is renowned worldwide, and we were just fierce lucky to be able to do the deal with Fergal in 2016, which really allowed us to come to 19 to reinvest and to bring us to where we are today. Wouldn't have happened without them.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big change in your lives. It's a big change for Kenmare as well. I just don't know, Frances, how you're going to be able to stay living in the grounds and keep away from the hotel. I can't see it. I can't see. John, what do you think?
Well, I was going to say to you, I'm going to write a book on how to deal with a brother. I think that would be a great book to write now. When Francis says he departmentalised things, he's absolutely right. And I think today's decision publicly has kind of drawn a line in sand for us to some extent. And if we're successful in the plans that we have ahead, I think there's a whole host of things that we can both do that will give us new life. And as Francis says, 40-odd years at the helm, at the front desk, at the coal face of hospitality business, a few years to do something else would be no harm.
Okay, and I know. Francis, go ahead.
Claire, no, I lived in the country 11 miles from here, and I sold that house last year. Okay, and I was looking then, and I was going to move into a house I have here in Kenmare. And then John says, buy an apartment, much easier, no grass. You know, everything is looked after. He's right. So I bought the apartment here. Okay, but when I was doing that, my nephew said, oh, that's great, Adam, who's working with us here. He says, that's great because, do you know, we'll be able to bring you over your dinner with tinfoil on it when you need it. Okay, and so it's likely I'm going to starve now because it won't be my hotel to be getting the tinfoil dinner.
Yeah, they might have to bar you, Francis, because, you know, like I say, the dusty skirting boards, if there are any of those there, you won't be able to resist. John, you agree. I know you do.
Oh, no, 100%. 100%. That would be absolutely correct. But actually, I think Francis is homes abroad, and between everything, I think there'll be a lot more travel in his life and a lot more opportunities to do things. So he may not be here as intense as he has been by any means.
Well, we look forward to seeing what you both do next, because I'm sure it'll be fascinating and we will be watching with interest. And I just want to go back to what you said about your staff, because this is, as you say, it's a happy day for you, but there's some emotion too for those people who have worked there for all of those years, and we wish them well too in their future. Francis and John, thank you very much joining us on the programme.
Thank you very much, Francis and John Brennan,
there with a big news on the Park Hotel Kenmare and the Lansdowne down as well, both on the market after all of those years with the Brennans at the helm. We'll be back after this break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.